You are now listening to Beat Geek.
Hello and welcome to Pete Geek. I'm your host, German bodybuilder Schlingelin Dinglin. With me as always my co-stars, the almighty overlord Klemp. Famous by proxy, it's Santa's third cousin Chuck, and a three-story bungalow that might be lying about one of those things. And today, our topic is unsolved mysteries.
So who's Chuck?
I mean, this was a new one because I was like, I'm not using the names today because I can get like a name joke out. I quite like Klemp. I don't know where Klemp came from in my brain, but I like that one a lot. But
I kind of want to be Klemp.
I haven't assigned them yet, so you can all pick one.
I'm taking Chuck.
Yeah, Alex has to be a three-story bungalow.
Oh, well, I'll make this podcast a home.
So yeah. I'm afraid I didn't do much research for this one due to reasons I mentioned before we started the podcast as to why I've just been completely out of it. So go on then, guys. Hit me with some unsolved mysteries.
Who wants to start first?
Alex has been doing some research. So.
Oh, God.
To be fair, Alex's research is dark and disturbing.
Everybody in the room passed the buck one at a time to the next person along the list. And then Alex was stuck at the end and he was like, oh no.
Oh shit. I mean,
Why did I read?
I'll start simply with it. Have you guys watched the Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix?
I started watching it. It's like the new, it's a remake of like the old one, but like obviously with new mysteries.
Well, yeah, because if you remake the old one, you know how it ends. Because they've done all the mysteries already.
I mean, you know how it ends anyway. They never find out. It's
unsolved. They're all unsolved.
That is true, actually. That's a bit of a... That would frustrate me to no end.
Yeah, it kind of is. Because like, I searched the ones that they've had on the web on the new series. There's like six episodes. I searched them on their website, and they straight up just don't have an ending for any of them. Other than what they had on the show.
What you're describing is like edging the TV series.
Yeah.
Do you want absolutely no satisfaction? See, the thing as well, from my perspective, is that an unsolved mystery and a solved mystery can be equally like exciting as long as you present... Like, it's about how you present them, isn't it? Like, you can make anything seem boring and you can make anything seem like exciting at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
Like those documentaries that are like, you know, like crab fishing or whatever. And I'm like, it's not this cool. I don't know what you're trying to convince me of, but like crab fishing is not as cool as you're trying to make it out.
I'm trying to watch Ice Road Truckers. It looks awesome when you're watching it, but holy hell, that must be a boring job.
Yeah, it's mostly just like nervously driving. And I'm already a nervous driver as is, so it doesn't really change much for me.
A nervous driver who doesn't drive.
when I was learning, I obviously like I don't drive now because I decided that driving was for punk bitches, and I stand by that statement. But yeah, when I was learning, I was super nervous, like I was a super nervous driver.
It is horrible when you're first learning.
I hate driving. I think it's the worst thing that humanity is expected to just do as an adult. Like, I'll, you know, like they do those posts about how, like, oh, I hate making my own doctor's appointments, I hate doing this, I hate doing that. You know, like being an adult sucks, right? I don't mind every part of that except fucking driving. I hate it. I will never do it. I will fucking go to my grave without ever having driven another fucking mile. Motorcycles, however, are a different thing.
Jez?
Yeah?
Did you just open up Football Manager?
What? No. I've definitely not got Football Manager playing.
Steam's just popped up and said, Whiskey Dragon's playing Football Manager 2020.
I knew I should have turned off my Steam notifications, that motherfucker.
You used to be grossed on.
I didn't get a chance to finish a very important match in my save last night, so I loaded it up pre-podcast in the hopes that I could finish while we were setting up. But then unfortunately, it took us a lot less time to set up than normal. So we just started going and I just had it running and I was like, maybe if I don't say anything.
It's dropped me in it before. Steven's experienced that. I mean, to be fair, you could have blamed it on Chris.
I have actually got that turned. I think I have the notifications on Discord turned off so that when I'm doing work meetings, I can play Football Manager.
Let's hope you work for don't find out you have a podcast, unlike my boss.
That's true. Oh, yeah, I still can't believe you told your boss you have a podcast.
It just came out. He was like, any plans for the weekend? And I was like, oh, well, we're recording for a podcast. I was like, oh, shit.
And then you just realised you just dropped yourself in it.
you should have said literally anything else. Like, you should have been like, oh, I'm being tried for sex crimes. Like, that would have been better.
Better chance of keeping your job.
Yeah, you come back on Monday morning. He's like, well, was it okay? Did you get let off?
And you go,
like,
no. Sure. No, man. Sorry.
No. No, going to jail. I should probably hand my notice in. They're going to take me tomorrow.
And then you can be one of our unsolved mysteries. We can be like the mystery of the guy who went to jail for sex crimes he clearly didn't commit. Like, he just came in one
day. He just claimed he was getting done for them.
You just run to a nearby police station. Please arrest me. What for? Sex crimes.
Can you be more specific? No, I don't know what sex is.
Have you done sex crimes? No, but I need to be arrested for sex crimes. It's vitally important.
I've told my boss already, okay?
Just take me to trial.
So I'm afraid we can't support any weird sitcom-esque plot lines in this establishment. You're going to have to go somewhere else.
The worst part is find someone who actually accepts it, and then the jury find me guilty instead. I was like, wait, what?
What?
I did nothing wrong.
There isn't even a victim. I am the victim.
The plot line goes that, like, you spend ages trying to get arrested for sex crimes, and they're like, oh, I've done some sex crimes, but unfortunately all I've done is, and then you say a bunch of stuff that's clearly a sex crime, and they're like, I think we might have a solution. Also, you're a bad person. Have we actually mentioned any mysteries we know that are unsolved?
I mean, no. Alex, what did you find?
Okay, so there's a reason Great Britain is full of shallow, empty holes.
What?
Yeah, I hate chavs too. Yeah.
Don't really do much for society, do they, sir?
In 1982, there was a book published.
I think there was probably a couple of books published. Alex.
No, that's the mystery. No. There was only one.
Just this one.
The year of one book.
Don't know why. So,
it was called The Secret.
Don't know how.
A treasure.
Alex is really struggling.
It was a big plot line about the location of buried treasure. And lots of paintings that pointed towards this treasure. But the thing is, this doesn't make sense. It says in 1984, three kids unearthed a key. So this book must have been written before the date that I gave.
You said 1982 first, then 1984.
Oh, yeah, no, this does make sense. It's all right. We got the timeline right. Time travel.
I think Alex is broken.
I think Alex was up all night as well last night.
So it only took them 2 years.
I'm so glad that we got Alex in, our expert.
I'm not an expert.
Quite enjoying this, to be honest.
But Alex, don't you remember when you said, hey guys, I'm an expert in unsolved mysteries. I'll do this episode.
He's also stalling for time and I'm quite enjoying it.
So 2 years, 2 years later, let's get our timeline straight. 2 years later, three,
you've got to respect
three
the
kids
hustle.
That had read this book. That was a fictional story about lots of keys in paintings, or paintings that directed people to keys, found a key in real life. They found a key, and then nothing much happened. Until 2004, when a pair of lawyers found another key. And they're supposed
Who's
to be...
Who's looking for these keys?
Well, obviously, people who were putting lots of shallow, empty holes in the middle of Great Britain.
Whoa! Can I take umbrage with your claim that Britain is full of shallow, empty holes? Fuck me, there's a lot of holes about.
We are a very depressed nation, I feel. Or we do like talking about the weather and raining a lot.
Yeah, but that's because that's what we experience on a daily basis.
That is true. To be fair, yeah, he has a point. Like, it's always raining here.
It is, and it's shit.
So, right, so two lawyers
three,
found...
Three kids found,
what did you
found
say, a
key
hole?
In a... Because these keys are supposed to unlock this treasure in this book. But, yeah, they're in paintings
and they were in
pointed
paintings,
to certain
said, yeah.
types of locations or locations in Great Britain. But the thing is that, like, these kids, a couple... Yeah, well, it was a book, but then three kids went to... They worked out a location, dug about a bit, and found a key 2 years later... And then in 2004, they found some lawyers found another one.
I've actually heard about that book as well. Like we talked about it in the uni when I was doing fine art because like it's a form of art.
Yes, books are a form of art. I didn't realize we needed to.
No, but like it being a treasure hunt. Like they published this book and didn't tell anyone that it was a real treasure hunt. They just left it, and still no one's found like all of the keys from the book.
That's pretty cool.
It was like a form of like interactive art piece where like you don't tell them that it's actually a task to do. You just give them it and then they go out and do it, like if they realize.
So mystery solved is what he's saying.
No, they've only found 2 out of 12 keys.
Ah, so the mystery
I think the author's dead now. So I think
We may never know what other stupid shit he did in his lifetime.
Okay, so John Jude Palancar, who went to design the covers for the Eragon series, was tasked to create a dozen paintings. Each painting was paired with a poem. Used together, they pointed to a specific location where 3 feet underground, one could find a buried cask. Inside the cask was a ceramic key, and each key could be turned into the publisher, who would hand over a gem worth... Oh, it's not just $1,000. They hand over a gem worth $1,000. I'm guessing they're worth more now.
That's actually quite impressive.
$1,000 in 1982.
That's true. It was a different time.
Question is, though, do they all get a gem, or is it just one of the three or one of the two that find it get the gem? Because remember, they said there was three kids and two lawyers.
Three kids and two lawyers. So
they all get shipped off to a Japanese island where they must fight to the death over the single mega gem.
Ah, battle royale.
See, I was going to just say, like, it's a timeshare. They all have to sign a contract. One of them gets it 1 week.
And if you get all the gems together into one location, then a mysterious old man will appear.
So we've solved that mystery. No.
I mean, it's not solved, sort of. There's like 9 more keys to go. I was thinking about the unsolved mystery stuff. We've had some actually pretty big ones in our lifetime that like massive ones. Like
I thought you were going to say in our lives, like Liam was going to reveal that he is in fact Madeleine McCann.
And just rips a flesh mask off.
Oh my god, it's Tom Cruise.
Little did you... Yeah. What a movie.
Oh, god. Yeah, I was thinking stuff like there was MH370, the flight that disappeared. There's stuff like that. There's loads of things that you wouldn't really think of as unsolved mysteries, but they are. There's the Amelia... we weren't alive for that one, but Amelia Earhart.
Ah, yes, one of the great mysteries of our lifetimes. Amelia Earhart, someone who died like 100 years ago.
And she's still dead, Jez. She's still dead. No one's brought her back to life yet.
I will concede that point. Yes, she is still dead.
But yeah, there's loads of them. Like I don't know if you've read up. There's a D.B. Cooper was a he was an unidentified passenger hijacked a Seattle bound flight, parachuted out of the plane with $200,000 worth of ransom and then was never seen again.
I think I've heard about that guy. Yeah, he pulled like an elaborate heist and then disappeared off the face of the planet. Which is, I mean, how you do it.
Wasn't that guy in Shawshank Redemption or something? I feel like it's in some movie it turns out that some guy has been D.B. Cooper the whole time.
I think it's fan fiction. I think Alex has been reading some weird fan fiction.
Oh, I think they just make a joke about it.
Liam, that is incredibly... Alex is incredibly specific.
How do I unbury that out of my brain from one joke in a movie?
You know, I've never seen Shawshank. I've never seen that movie, whose name I won't say. No, everybody knows Morgan Freeman peaked at Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, he's been in quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, he's been in stuff since that. He was in Evan Almighty, for example.
All of the movies you could have picked.
I did it.
As if you just went there.
Wasn't he in Now You See Me, the magician crime thing?
Are we currently just solving what mystery... What movies Morgan Freeman's been in?
So we solved the mystery of... Yeah.
This may be listed on his IMDb page, but we'll put together the clues.
We just solved the mystery of where did Morgan Freeman go after Bruce Almighty?
The mystery of what... Yeah.
It was just an unsolved mystery that Liam had to solve himself.
Liam's going to solve the mystery of why he can't remember any films over the last 10 years.
I think one of the more interesting ones I read into was quite an older one. It was basically a ghost ship. I don't know if you've heard of it, but the Mary Celeste.
Oh, I know about the Mary
Celeste.
Yeah,
I've heard about you.
Yeah.
Big ship, sailing about. Suddenly, everybody goes missing, but everything is left as if they just disappeared. Like, there's food on plates, there's fucking cutlery out, like, irons still left on, like, someone was ironing. I don't think they had electricity, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It literally, and then it just turned up, what was it, like 6 months later in Canada or something, and it still looked the same. There's absolutely no way that's going to get solved because it's fucking, 150 years ago, I think it was, at this point. And then I want to know what happened. I really do. That was one of the ones that really intrigues me because how do people just disappear like that?
They left the stove on before they left. They had to go back. They had to jump out. They left the door unlocked. They left the milk out the fridge.
They just turned around, jumped off, and then didn't tell anyone.
Some people have said Tesla coils. That was an interesting theory I heard, that an electrical...
Yeah, I've seen that one. Like, they were experimenting with
That's a really weird experiment to have on a wooden boat, I imagine, as well.
So I don't think... Oh, was the... Yeah, the Mary's last was wood. I mean, arguably, it's electricity, so you'd want to be on a wooden boat, because then you don't get electricity.
Like, it'll burn the wood, but it wouldn't, like, set it to fire unless it was, like, dry as out. The boat would have to be really dry.
Well, there's water everywhere. And Pokemon has told me you need rubber shoes.
That's not how electricity works, you motherfuckers.
No, because in Pokemon, they have to put on rubber shoes.
I swear to God, Alex, say because in Pokemon one more time.
No. When Pikachu goes all, like, uppity and stressed and that, like, they have to put on some special shoes that give them lift. They've got rubber on their bottom. Everyone knows this, Jed.
Defeated Alex's statement instantly.
What? No, but Pikachu.
But it's more like electric. Electric doesn't set fire to wood unless the wood's like super dry anywhere. Like if it's a bit wet, it just travels through the wood and burns it.
Yeah, that is true.
It's not going to be dry in the middle of an ocean. So you would be quite safe in the ocean.
So what you're saying is Team Rocket needs to build a boat.
I mean, they do that a lot of the time, but it's made out of metal.
They make a lot of things. Poor life choices being one of them. I was just going to say one of my favourite things about Unsolved Mysteries is, like, this is the mystery of the murder of, you know, Jane Janingson. I don't know why I went Jane Janingson. Fuck, it's so hard to come up with fake names on the spot.
Jane Doe.
Jane Doe, right? And you're, like, talking about, like, and then they found, you know, blah, blah, and her dad was, like, you know, arrested because they found a knife in his room. But there was blood on the outside of the couch or something. And then they're like, all right, so what do you think really happened? And then they just say the most crazy bullshit thing. Like, it's just the most minor detail that's wrong. And they just go, it's like, it wasn't her dad. It was werewolves and the blood. And it's like, no, why would you go that crazy?
Oh, also, going back to the Mary Celeste, apparently there was one lifeboat that was missing. It was the only lifeboat on it and it was missing.
Ah.
And current theories include water spouts, attacked by deep sea creatures.
Oh god, I pirates, hope it was attacked by deep sea creatures. That's fucking
pirates are even a mutiny, but none of them have ever been proven.
Mate, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was just gonna say, like, it makes sense for, like, the one group wants the boat, so they all have a big fight. They chuck over the dead bodies over the side, take the one fucking lifeboat for the few that survive, and then off they go.
Yeah, and right? That would make sense why everything was still, like, there was food and, like, cutlery out and stuff like that. Like, there were mutiny during dinner time when they were all sat down eating. But deep sea creatures, though, like, that's plausible, right?
That's the one that would make sense. Like, the pirate one doesn't make sense at all, because let's face it, they would fucking raid that boat and probably not care about the bodies.
It didn't damage the boat in any way. It just jumped on board, ate all of the people, and then jumped back off.
God, this is so annoying, and I hate when this happens, right? So I remember reading about, and this is another one I've seen on Reddit, so who knows if it's fucking true, right? This alleged mystery, missing boat type deal, where the last known transmission from it was something like somebody going, what the hell is that? Followed by, Rutro said, like, Scooby-Doo, and then just nothing, and I cannot find any information on that. And it's driving me nuts.
That's painful.
Just people, I guess, you know what, actually? Oh, this is an interesting one, right? So there's, I do know a fucking unsolved mystery. Fuck, yes, finally. Right, so there was this encampment of, like, I think it was Russian soldiers who, they were, like, in this weird area camping out, and then they all go missing, and there's, like, this torn open tent, and they've left all their clothes behind. So it's just these guys, like, all of their sets of clothes, which have been stripped off, and this torn up tent where they were supposed to be, and they've just gone, they went completely missing, like, nobody ever found them ever again, which is quite a bizarre one.
That sounds like they just took some drugs and then had an orgy somewhere. Forgot
I was going to say, did the Germans just take them?
Yeah. Keeping with, like, bizarre mysteries, was the dancing plague in 1518.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic one, isn't it?
I completely forgot about that one.
400 people went dancing in the street and many died of exhaustion.
It's like they just die out of peer pressure. Like, the guy next to them still dancing. I can't stop. Like,
apparently, they all refused to give up.
And the only two, like, explanations that they found are mass hysteria, which still is a mystery in itself. Like, how did all these people just all of a sudden get mass hysteria? Or to please divine powers.
That's an interesting claim.
Wait. It's saying that, like, it went on for multiple days. It says the plague killed around 15 people per day.
One of the modern theories is they ingested ergot fungi, which is basically LSD.
Hell yeah.
It wasn't the exhaustion that killed them. They had an overdose.
Yeah, like, that they just OD'd in the street, and people were like, well, it was from the dancing, not the drugs.
The way in which you OD on LSD is you get so high you play in traffic.
Oh, pretty, like, ow. I was looking at that as well there. Apparently they're the same... Fungi is linked to Salem witch trials as well, which is a weird connection between the two. But
we need to stop eating random fungi. I feel like as a society, I'm glad we moved on from just eating mushrooms in this fucking street.
Like I've never looked at like mushrooms in the middle of a field and went, they look
tasty.
People
still go like looking in forests and that, but they probably like they go on the internet first. And
yeah, but for
out.
Fucking brambles, not fucking
yeah
mushrooms.
Oh, I could drink a fucking bramble right now. God, that'd be good.
I wouldn't trust myself to touch a mushroom in the like out in a forest. I'd die.
Last time I touched a mushroom in the forest, I got arrested for sex crimes.
But then you just told him it was Ash. It's all right.
Bring it back.
And now we've solved the mystery of why Ash got arrested.
Yeah, that's what they found me guilty for.
Who are you touching yourself in the woods? My name is Ashley.
So I did it by myself, and then you two fuckers turned up.
To be fair, actually, yeah, one time I did get a fine on a train. I don't know if I told you this, Alex. One time I did. That guy tried to give me a fine on a train. Told him I didn't have any ID on me. Classic move. So he was like, what's your name? I said, Alex.
Oi, that's my name. Oh my god, no, I did that to Tom. I did that in year 7.
We'll have to beep that.
No.
Have to beep that name.
No, but I did that to Tom in like year 7 when like I hadn't really like talked to Tom yet, and I think I just knew his name, and I think I literally just told him his name.
You pieces of shit.
My brother did that to me when he was in year 8 and I was in year 6, and one of the teachers was shouting at him, and he was just like shouting his name, and he was like, that's not my name, my name's Ashley. And I was like, I'm not even in that school yet, like, that's not fair.
The unsolved mystery of why we all have outstanding train fines that we have
in
fucking...
Everyone in the friend group just... Yeah.
They're all just getting passed around between the lot,
until eventually you all have a train fine, so you all just pay it. It's like, oh, my train fine finally got back to me.
Oh, God. That's ridiculous. I love the fact that you did it for Ash and for Alex, and then it went further than that.
I'm really annoyed that we're going to have to beep a name now. I gave Stephen so much shit about saying last names.
Yeah.
And I got away with it when I was doing the Ashley joke as well, and that I didn't say his last name. And don't
know
how much
I know, well, you managed not to say that.
How else are all the listeners going to go out, get train fines, and blame them on Alex if we don't
say, so, oh, well, the host did it, so we should be able to do it.
Imagine
right.
Imagine if that was like our thing. Yeah. You know, like every podcast has got their thing. Our thing was falsely accusing members of the fucking podcast of having train fines. Oh, God.
What was that? Oh, we were on
the dancing plague
thing, weren't we? That still baffles me, innit? It must have been a fucking sight to behold if you were just stood watching.
Just
it.
Walk past, like, you don't even know what's going on. You're just travelling through their town or whatever. And it's just like, you look around, everyone's dancing.
I just feel like, man, they're having a jam.
Just go join them for a bit, and then you're like, man, this is going on for a while. I'm going to go, like, take a drink and have something to eat first.
Surely it's got to be more than just a common sense thing. Otherwise, I wouldn't die because of lack of... I mean, I probably would die because of lack of common sense, actually. Yeah. Never mind.
I was just being like, if all the rest had, like, mass hysteria, but you were just... passing through, like you didn't have whatever they had, and you just like, oh, I'll just go join them for a bit, why not?
Imagine, yeah, if you witnessed a dancing plague and you didn't realize it was like a genuine issue, so you were just like, oh, I'm having a bit of fun, I'm gonna leave now, then you come back, they're like, dancing plague,
like, you survived. So it's like, what?
That's the equivalent of like going into a bank during a robbery to make a withdrawal and not noticing, just like going up, getting your money and leaving while the fucking robbery's happening in the background. Like,
just the people robbing the bank just let you go, take your withdrawal and leave.
Oh, so here's a like a hypothetical for you then, guys. If you were trying to like leave behind an unsolved mystery, like you were like, I want to get on Netflix's Unsolved Mysteries or that kind of shit, how would you do it? I think I could make myself disappear pretty well. Like, I don't know if I could pull off a murder that I wouldn't get caught for, but I could like disappear and people would be like, where the fuck did he go?
My issue is with disappearing it. There's so much CCTV, there's no way I could do it easily.
I mean, obviously I'd commit and kill myself, like, but it would just have to be in an elaborate way.
Like buy 40 tickets, like plane tickets, and then just kill yourself halfway through the journey. So people think you've still got on those planes. Like, pay someone to use them. Yeah, like pay someone to take the tickets off you as well and use them.
You plan it. You plan it in advance. And you buy a big coat like a year before, and you store it away. You put it in a case, and you put the case in like a bush or like underground somewhere. And then at some point, you buy some plane tickets, and then you find your bush in the middle of nowhere, and you put your big coat on so no one knows it's you anymore because you'd never even worn that big coat. They don't know you wear that big coat. And then it's near the water, so you get in a boat, and there aren't CCTV on the waters because cameras don't work in the water. So people will be looking for you on this plane, but you're in a boat and you're sailing away. Right?
Everybody knows that water is lawless.
I feel like Alex has just like thought too much about this now.
Do you think you could convince someone you're a werewolf? Like, not in like a Twilight way, and like a, oh, I am a werewolf, like, but in the sense of like, you have a friend who's close to you and you decide to play like this elaborate prank where like you slowly make it so that every full moon you're not available, and like you leave like scratch marks in your apartment when they come around and like, oh yeah, sorry, and they know you haven't got a pet, like you leave fur about and you always make up really hastily like bad excuses and stuff. I think if I like sat down, because I like an elaborate prank, I've played a few in my life, they are my favorite things, and I've pulled a few off. I think with enough time and with some commitment from some friends like you guys, we could convince someone we know that I'm a werewolf.
I am all for it.
That would be an incredible episode of the podcast where we reveal.
It's like Stephen comes up to visit. We've just got like really thick brown hair just scattered around, and it's just like Fidget does not have thick brown hair.
Yeah, does it all just molt? It must all just molt when you turn back into a human, right?
I mean, I think they have different interpretations.
It's, I assume, just like, it shrinks as you do.
You know, like in a cartoon, when you see something lose its head, it's like...
Yeah. Imagine a bodybuilder being a werewolf, though. Because like they shave their bodies all over. It'd just be like a naked wolf.
Oh, good God. It looked like a bollock.
I mean, I hope it doesn't go like that, because that would be really upsetting.
Just look like a muscly testicle.
Yeah, in stories, it's always like a really skinny guy that's a werewolf. I feel like a fucking stonk-ass werewolf would be like...
It would look horrific. Have you ever seen like a naked mole rat, that kind of stuff? They are gross-looking.
If Brock Lesnar turns into a werewolf. Would Brock Lesnar gain a neck if he turned into a werewolf, though?
No, I think he'd lose more of it.
No, but Brock Lesnar doesn't have a neck currently.
Yeah, but that's because he's got fuck off huge shoulders. If a dog gets ripped, and I have seen ripped dogs, like they don't lose their neck like humans do because of the way it's positioned. It's not like the same principle. So he'd just look like a big werewolf, a big werewolf. If you are a werewolf and you get ripped, do you get more ripped in werewolf form, or does it carry over?
Like his werewolf muscles get bigger because his human muscles are bigger.
Yeah, is that how it works?
I'd imagine the time.
So.
Yeah, if you look at, it depends on obviously what you're looking into with werewolves and stuff. But like you said there, it tends to be skinny dudes turn into a werewolf, and then a werewolf is just ripped as shit.
And traditionally werewolves were just men that turned into wolves. It wasn't the half wolf thing. It's a whole... There's a lot of history behind the changes and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, if you look, I think it's Harry Potter. Lupin's a werewolf, isn't he? And he's a slanky. Jesus Christ!
He's a what? Why did you just call Lupin a slut?
He's a slut, isn't he?
I was trying to say slender and lanky at the same time. It just didn't come out.
I just didn't understand. I was like, you just went, and you know, he's like, he's a slut, and I'm like, what? Did we read different books?
He said it multiple times.
He did.
He's a slut. He's a slut like three times.
No, I didn't finish saying what I was saying. I was trying to get out the right way. It just didn't work.
Well, to be fair, he does. He gets his wife is a shapeshifter, so he's been with a lot of women.
Okay, yeah, Lupin's a slut. We'll go with that.
Lupin, you goddamn slut.
But yeah, he's quite a lanky person, and then when you see him as werewolf, granted, he is still fucking massive, but they are built.
His werewolf, though, from what I remember from the movies, and I mean, I don't really care much for Harry Potter in general, but isn't it quite like a lithe? It's not like a big hulking mass. It's like, it's quite long and thin and not a slut, but that's irrelevant.
I mean, I watched them recently for the first time, so like, yeah, like they are quite slender.
They are quite,
yeah.
Ash, you had the opportunity to live your whole life without having ever seen Harry Potter.
I know.
You squandered that.
I know. I was so angry. I was like, no, I don't want to watch them, but they were just on, and I was like, oh well.
They're quite slender, but like built like they're toned, I guess the best way I can describe it. I've just googled it there. They are very
they've been doing calisthenics.
Slim,
they do
but ripped to shit.
They do their 5x5.
They remind me of the what are they called from Until Dawn? I can't remember
the
name of them now. Yeah,
them. Wendigos. I like a Wendigo, that's cool. We're getting into the occult now, guys, which is next week's topic, as we've said.
That's
because we're supposed to be doing, Stephen says we're supposed to be doing like promo stuff now. Next week, we're doing a cult. This week, apparently, we're also doing a cult. Let's go back to Unsolved Mysteries. What?
We ran out of Unsolved Mysteries. I thought Stephen was the one who was going to help with this.
Yeah, it's weird that we agreed to do this episode without Stephen, who is arguably the expert on Unsolved Mysteries.
I mean, yeah, I kind of ran out a little bit quicker than I thought I would, but there's one specific one that I keep on trying to remember where Lass basically walked into a hotel and then went to a lift and then disappeared, but I cannot remember for the life of me what it was called.
Liam, I got some bad news for you. That sounds like a cool untold mystery, but in actual fact, that's probably just sex trafficking, which is a lot more depressing.
Oh, wait. Now I remember the end of it. They found a body in a fucking in the water tank on the top of the building and then never found out how she got there.
So it's a solved mystery, sort of.
It's kind of an unsolved mystery, but not an unsolved mystery.
Some people just get murdered. That's just an unfortunate fact of life. I'm saying this, it's making me sound like a murderer. Some people just get murdered, guys, I'm sorry. And then I say as I fucking like slit your throats.
I mean, we could discuss the Zodiac, that's
The Zodiac Killer is a famous unsolved mystery. Jack the Ripper as well was one Stephen mentioned. I was like, who the fuck wants to listen to us talk about Jack the Ripper?
There's apparently a new theory about him. He might not be a him, it might be a woman.
Oh, that'd be...
That would because be interesting.
The way that the bodies were found, like, well, reported to be found, they seemed like they were an act of jealousy. Because, like, apparently the body parts were cut off. So it was like, it could have been, like, an act of jealousy. Or an act of, like, against them, because most of them were prostitutes. It could have been, like, a religious figure doing it against them.
There are so many, like, when you murder prostitutes in, like, the Victorian times, there are so many horrific and unpleasant societal reasons why someone might have lost the shit and killed a bunch of prostitutes that it's just like, how do you even narrow it down? Could have been religious, could have been because everyone was repressed as fuck, could have been jealousy, could have been a husband or like a scorned lover, you know, like there's too many ways it could go.
Honestly, it sounds like a weak link just to be like, oh, it's all jealousy, so it's a woman. Men can be jealous.
Yeah. I mean, I'm jealous of fucking Zac Efron's abs. That doesn't mean I'm going to murder him and rip his
take his abs for yourself. Yeah. Put them on your mantelpiece.
That's a weird way to take it. Jesus. I watched something on the Zodiac fairly recently where they basically got a supercomputer to try and decipher his ciphers. It fucking couldn't.
To be fair though, no, because right, that makes it sound like he's really clever. Like, and I don't think that's fair. The concept of a cipher, right, is that like you like it's really right. How do I explain this in a way that doesn't make me sound like an idiot or make you guys sound like it? Right, a cipher by default is incredibly difficult to crack because if you don't have the key, it can be literally anything. Like even if you're just using alphabetical ciphers, like, and you're swapping letters around, there's like a billion combinations. If you use numerical ones, where like you mess with like numbers to letters to combinations, right? Because of the concept of powers, you know how like 10 times 10 is 100 and like, you know, so like 10 to the power of 10 is a fucking mahoosive number. Basically, it's like you can get supercomputers can't crack, like that's why internet security kind of works and why you can have like a 10 digit PIN passcode that can never get broken because it's just like too many different combinations to crack. The only way you can crack ciphers like that is to get to the human element of it and figure out like what the cipher is, you know, based on like their personality and stuff. Like, maybe it's this because it's like Zodiac and stuff. It's not so much. So he's not that, like, it's easy. I could make a cipher that no one could crack with a supercomputer, but it wouldn't be like, it's not clever. I'd just go online and go, ciphers, just Google ciphers, I guarantee you.
It's one of them because they don't know who did it. Obviously, the reason they don't know who did it is because they need to crack that, but they can't crack it because they need to be able to find him to be able to figure out why, what these characters are, because they weren't. I think they were kind of a mix between like alphabetical and then some weird fucking like just a load of random symbols. There weren't anything comprehensive about them that someone would be able to look into and go, oh, I recognize that. I think at one point they thought there might be flipped letters and stuff like that, but that was it.
If J.K. Rowling can invent an entire new alphabet just for the sake of writing, not J.K. Rowling, J.R.R. Tolkien, people with stupid names, can invite an entire like alphabet and language just for the sake of writing a book, then fucking I imagine the Zodiac Killer can do one just so he could write down all his murder stuff.
It's what I would love to see that eventually be solved just so they can actually figure out who did it. That's one of the ones I'd love to find out.
I mean, everybody wants to know. I mean, I say everybody. A lot of people who are into murders want to know who the Zodiac Killer is. I don't know if it's that massive in the public eye. Most people have decided it's that American politician whose name I've forgotten. Ted Cruz? That's a meme, right? That they like to accuse him of being the Zodiac Killer.
Have you seen the one, like the video where it's like someone's holding up, like, "Are you the Zodiac Killer?" He just smiles at them.
That would be a turn up for the books if it actually turned out he was the Zodiac. I mean, I don't think it's physically possible, right? Like, it's yeah, he can't have been alive in that time. And on that note, no.
Sorry, just on that before we shut down on that, I've just found an interesting Reddit one where they've kind of explained that the Zodiac's unsolved Z340 cipher behaves like random fake ciphers and unlike a normal true cipher. So it might just be a hoax altogether.
That's a next level shit right there. That is wheels on wheels on wheels.
He's just put a lot of random fucking characters in that resemble similar things that he's put out before that. Just to fuck with people.
Get wrecked.
If you think we're the Zodiac Killer, why don't you contact us on Facebook and on Twitter. We are at Peak Geek on Twitter and something on Facebook. I don't know what. Thanks for joining us this week, guys. We'll see you next week.